I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Who's screwing around?
I was stuck in the doldrums of computer audio.
Yeah, whatever. Confounding. Zoom.
Really
whatever it's
so
called.
Complicated. Most people probably don't understand just how complex it is and what I've had to overcome just to be
I still
today.
Want to know more about what happened to... Oh, wait. I think we solved it. Skype became Microsoft. Never mind. I just remembered.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Oh, yes.
That's all that needed to happen was that Microsoft just took over Skype and ruined it, and I don't know what their plan was, because it worked, and then I remember...
Because it did work.
Yeah, and it worked well enough, it was what it was, and then I feel like if Apple had bought it, or some, like, upstart, but Microsoft is not a very creative company. They just acquisition and business things up, and I think that's why you don't hear... They're not really spicing up the... We need a Ubuntu build. Someone needs to, like, friggin' fire up some Linux something crazy that's like, oh, it's even better than Mac because Steve Jobs wasn't here, so I filled the vacuum. Like, there's really nobody. There could be an Ubuntu monolith rising up out of the heartland as we there could be like a heartwarming tale of a young man soldering together old refrigerator parts to create a cyborg that's runs on Linux and fixes you coffee.
I think that's what Dad did. That's not what Dad does.
What?
I thought he liked to
cyborgs?
Put together old refrigerators. Yeah.
Well, he used to, you know. Let me put that.
Dad's
put
had
that
a lot
down.
Of jobs. That's true.
Then you know, he took up the sandwich making hat, and now he just makes little sandwiches, pretty much, and he puts together stacks of documents at work.
Sandwich documents.
Yes, he sandwiches the document. Really, what is a stack of papers but a sandwich, really, no one really likes to, I like to throw that, literally just to throw a stack of papers in the next, because every now and then one of those, is a hot dog a sandwich? Things pops up, the memes, and then I like to just, I scroll past and like.
Sparks the debate all over.
Yeah, for people who, like, how little do you have, like, how bored do you have to be? Seriously, yeah. Every time I see that, I'm like, I can't. No, I won't. Because if I do, I'm admitting
engage.
To myself that
I
this
can't.
Is where I am. This is what I have to do with my time, that I'm going to go on the internet and argue with strangers, presumably. I guess they're friends if they're on Facebook, but I don't know them that well, about sandwiches. And you know what? I'm getting to know them less. I'm knowing them less and less.
But you're finding out more about you.
Yeah, well, and life in general, yes. I'm becoming connected to the great beyond, because I'm like, how do these people live?
And then you're like, how did I get here?
These are their sandwich opinions. Of course, shave the meat if you can. Ask the thinner the better.
Please,
are you insane?
Shave. Would you like it lengthwise or shortwise? How would you like me to shred your hot dogs?
I would like my hot dog hamburger style. Yes.
Interpret
right.
that how you will.
Okay, so I'll throw a stack of papers. Like, is a stack of papers a sandwich? and then I'll be like, what if I cut a hot dog up into little slices and put it on a bun? Is that a sandwich?
It's sliced meat.
That's sliced meat. It's deli sliced, very thick sliced in this case. But it is on a bun, or perhaps a couple of toasted breads, or a couple of...
breads.
I think that... that if you really wanted to just prove your point, you do the grilled cheese. You use the grilled cheese as bread. Remember, you get two grilled cheese, and then you make a sandwich. That's something we do here. We invented that, I'm pretty sure. Like, we might not have invented a sandwich. Maybe we did. I don't know. Or grilled cheese. But we definitely invented putting grilled cheese in place of bread.
I thought you were just going to say pudding.
we might have invented pudding, too. Heck,
we may have invented pudding. I mean,
at least
it sounds
those
kind of like
cups.
A Romanian thing, but...
The pudding cups, for sure, along with American cheese. We didn't invent cheese, but we invented America is named after us. No one else, like, maybe we didn't invent it and someone just blamed it on us. It's like France is like, oh, what is this shit? Oh my God, it's so bad. We'll call it American cheese.
This is so terrible. It must be American.
It must be American. It tastes like oil. Ugh, we will call it American.
It tastes like oil and corn.
I have a, if you believe that, I have a bunch of cheese to sell you. Ah, here you go.
Ah, what does that sound like this?
It's not quite cheese, really, but we call it American cheese.
What? The same with what you. Happened to your accent?
I don't know. I gave up on it halfway through.
I think it gave up on itself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like I was putting any effort into it. It was kind of autopiloting, and then the autopilot just went, nope. It was like it looked for an autopilot, and there
was. Your autopilot was like, au revoir.
Au revoir. That's what he said. American cheese, but you know. It's weird because it really makes a cheeseburger, that American cheese.
Mm.
I don't know why. You could put cheddar on it and stuff, but it's almost too cheesy. Like, it's too much. It's like when you put cheddar on a burger, it's like, yeah, I taste a bunch of fucking cheddar on my burger. It's not really what I was going for.
I like cheese on my burger so much. I think one of my favorites would have to be pepper jack.
Pepper jack is the bastard cheese. It can be anyway.
It isn't, but it isn't.
Well, you've got to get the good kind, because the problem with pepper jack is they try to hide shitty cheese in all those spices. They're like, oh, cool, it's spicy, so we'll just make the cheese shittier because the spices will like cover up how shitty the cheese is. So I'm not saying all pepper jack is, but I've encountered an inordinate number of terrible pepper jacks because they just put some, like literally probably some shitty American cheese in there, like just like they cut it. That's not
how they
pure.
Sneak it in.
Yeah, exactly. They try to they hide it with a bunch of detergent and peppers, and they just mix it in there.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can get a good pepper jack. You got to go to those cheese counters that I like to go to and pretend that I'm there.
Those cheese counters.
Yeah, I'd like to actually
two, three cheese, four, five, six.
No, I'd like to actually put like. like a wartime dress on and a bonnet and just show up with a baby stroller and pretend that I'm there before the bomb drops and just looking, just enjoying the cheeses. I'm like, could I get some jam with this? Oh, that's nice. And then just pretend like, you know, just play act. Oh, because it just feels so quaint. It's like the kind of thing you'd see. You didn't see those cheese stands 10 years ago so much. There were a couple, but now they're kind of a staple. Like, I'm not sure. Do they move a lot of what's the waste ratio? They can't sell all the cheese.
Well, cheeses, I think, keep pretty well.
I guess. Do they, like, traffic them? Do they the cheese changes into a different, more deep state cheese, so they have to move it to a blacker market, so that, like, more, like, the real cheese gurus is like, no, I have to wait until that cheese is, like, 15 years old, and then it's ripe. It's good to go. Now it's Centurion or century cheese, Centurion.
You couldn't do that, and I didn't want you to.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna melt I'm gonna melt some cheese on that word, and it'll fix everything right up.
It does make everything better.
Yeah, that's what. Going back to the stack of papers, you know,
we need to.
No, if you wanted to, if you're like, oh man, this essay I just wrote is total shit. This teacher's gonna see right through it. Well, I tell you what, you pop it in the microwave, melt some cheese on it, and then turn it in. You tell me if that doesn't bump your grade up a letter or two. That's right. Teacher's like, why is there boiling hot cheese all over your term paper? It's like, you tell me. You tell me.
Did it get better though? I mean, they can't argue that it didn't.
Why don't you give it a taste? Why don't you try it out? Okay. You tell me.
Okay.
Cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah, just a little extra cheese to, you know, it works. Try it. Try it at your next, bar mitzvah.
Please don't. Don't right. Listen to JC.
Well, I'm open to suggestions because that's all I've got.
All right, on the next sandwich. I like calling sandwiches sandwiches. I think it's from a movie where the grandma, I can see it, but I don't remember what it's called. And she's like, do you boys want some sandwiches?
Oh, it's a bad Santa.
There you go.
Let me fix you some sandwiches.
She says sandwiches. That's so cute. That's so cute. That's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute. All right, well, I think we've done enough here.
Yeah, see you next month.
That's cool. Politically... I think it's pretty quiet out there right now. Not a lot.
Yeah, not really a lot. It's pretty calm water. It's pretty, actually, describe it as glassy. Glassy. So placid. Glassily placid.
Flaccid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think that, I mean.
I ain't wrong.
I think waterfalls could be described as such.
But like in a calming way. Not like in a threatening, like rapey way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know where to start because I feel like I can't speak about it right now because when I think about it, my brain goes into a dark place where I've never existed before because I'm so disappointed.
You instantly go, you go to I don't know what it would be called because it wouldn't be, it'd be like the, what do they call that in the movie, the Jordan Peele horror?
The one I didn't see that everybody talks about. Yeah.
It would be like that. I mean, you've probably at least seen parodies or clips of when
they go under. Isn't that like The Dark Place or something? Isn't that
like
literally?
Yeah, it's like I want to say Quiet Place, but that's that movie, isn't it?
No, that's a different one.
Yeah, that's a movie. But it's like, it would be like that, but it would be like a mixture between that and the prep area in The Matrix where it's just all white and they can just summon guns. So you would be like floating into white space of terror, except you could order drinks and pillows.
Okay.
Like you could summon comfort because you'd still be like, oh, I'm horrified. Like you'd leave your body and you're just so terrified, but you're white in America. You still have the comfort. So you'd be like, oh, cool. That new Matt Dane, the Bourne extravagance.
The Bourne Damon Identity. Got it.
Came out. I'm going to go ahead and watch that and drink cotton candy flavored vodka and eat a bunch of brownies because I'm white and I'm in the white version of that thing that I can't remember the name of. It's still scary because I'm out of body. I'd rather be doing all this, I guess, up there where that little window is, but I'll chill here for a while. Slightly terrified, a little nauseated. Actually, can I get some Pepto-Bismol? Thank you.
I like how I start with something and you're like, let me take this from here.
Yeah.
You're like, I got it. This is what you mean.
I see the way forward so clearly. No, okay. I mean, maybe something like that. I mean, you tell me. Is that was probably something like what you're. I might have taken the words out of your mouth. I apologize if I interrupted.
You did, but I didn't really have anywhere to go. So.
Good.
I'm just mad. It doesn't matter how many like articles you read or how much you educate yourself or how much like it feels like as far as we're going one direction, the people that don't get it are sprinting faster the other direction.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the divide is becoming like, but it's not, this isn't like, it's not political anymore. It's lifting the veil and realizing that people hysterical. That you love and care about are losing their minds. Like this, there's enlightenment and then there's like putting your head so far into the sand that you're, I don't have words to describe the experience.
Well, I mean, it's really a poignant timing because the RNC convention just kicked off and then like, I don't know, yesterday or the day before they released I don't know, their agenda or their values or their strategies. And it was done. Like everyone's since pointed out, it's like pretty much it's just subservience to the king. whatever he says goes. We don't really know what he's going to say because he's so, because we have to admit in speaking this way that he's unpredictable. So whatever, you know, we'll just back up what it's like. It's
sure.
It's insanity. There's no policy. There's no, like, that's why.
No, I like how he's literally going to, he's like, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to get rid of Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. It's all he said. We're going to get rid of it. It's terrible. We're barely making it work right now, even though it's 20 million Americans. They want to get rid of it and they have zero plan. Do you know how long it took to create and implement Obamacare for people, for healthcare? And they don't even have a plan and they want to cancel it. That's insane. And
it wasn't even just Obama's. I think it went through a couple of presidents.
It was done during their administration.
No, but it went through a couple other presidents is what I'm saying. And so Obama picked up the baton, and it's the Affordable Care Act. And
right.
because it came out during Obama's administration, they pinned it all right. on him. But like you said,
right.
it's the work of many people. It's not just Obama. They just labeled it that because he's the one who put it out. But that's how much homework they do is none at all.
There's so many, like, I don't, like, you know, like, I'm a perpetual optimist, right? That's just how I live. I live like mom. Yeah. I have enough of dad to keep my brain, you know, cynical and grounded and just kind of find that balance. I'm just so fucking pissed. That's it. Like, I'm pissed. I've never been so disappointed in the people. I mean, it's on one side, at least we have clarity, but typically with anyone who could run any office with clarity would at least try to do something. And this is so opposite the direction of trying to do anything. It's literally straight up selfish destruction with people all around him doing exactly the same thing. Like, they feel like zombies. They don't feel like people anymore. They feel like zombies. Yeah. Like, they've literally been taken over. But to watch it in real time, in living history, as almost 180,000 people now are dying from the coronavirus. Like,
branded acceptable by Republicans. They're like, that's cool.
I just, like, that you want to talk about rephrasing something so that you can sleep at night. The rephrasing of so many other people would have died if it had not been for what? For your inaction? Like, the proof is there. These are not alternative facts. This is reality. I'm not sitting here fishing for news. I'm looking at reality. What is happening? And I think it's very trying on several scales. But a couple of the things that I'm struggling with right now is that I am social. I'm an extrovert. I like to be out there. I like to be with my friends, and I'm not. And then you see, like, our numbers are pretty low in our county, one of the lowest in the state. And then KU comes back and they're all partying like nothing's happening. Yet we have all put our lives on hold. All of our memories. I'm seeing it in my children. They don't get to go socialize. They don't get the lives. And we're all hunkering down to keep ourselves safe. And then these kids and these universities are like, come back to school, party, you know, but don't party, like, tisk tisk,
and
all of that. And then you couple that with the fact that I know a lot of people out there are finding a lot about themselves. Like, I know I'm a deep empath. So every time I hear that someone has lost a family member, my heart is just breaking. Like, I can't disconnect from that. So I feel like it's crippling. Like, the reality of life as we know it right now, with a feeling like it's not going to end, the pandemic and this presidency and the disgusting things that are happening above our heads that are being deemed okay and even followable by his followers, spouting conspiracy theories.
Yeah, he just endorsed QAnon a few days ago. You know, they were all stoked beyond belief. Imagine the craziest segment of society, the flat earthers of society, dancing with joy because the president just endorsed their opinions. So now we got them in power. He's empowering the worst of us. Like, he's putting down the best and empowering the worst. His Ronna McDaniels just called the UN a bunch of, I think, like, thieves, murderers, and dictators or something like that at the RNC. She screamed it into a microphone to a bunch of Republican dignitaries and constituents, all standing there clapping and applauding. She just called the International Consortium of Civilized Nations a bunch of dictators and thieves and murderers. That's where we're at. Like, on TV, like, they can all watch.
Yeah.
Trudeau
and
Macron and Merkel, all these people can watch. They can see that our major conservative party in America, the party that's in power currently, that's controlling the Senate and the presidential office, is endorsing this kind of language and this kind of fervor. It was just like, I didn't watch it. I assume it was 2 to 3 hours of that, just yelling complete ridiculous fear-mongering lies, propaganda, just ugly, ugly non-truths.
It's just Fox News on a grander scale, and half of the speakers are Trump's.
What's ironic, though, is that I'm not sure how much of it they showed, but there was at least a clip of Sean Hannity interrupting coverage of the RNC to say that media will not show the RNC because they don't want you to see it, while CNN and all MSNBC are all showing it, because Fox doesn't want people to see it because they know it's going to be a clown show, which it was. So the fewer people who see it on TV, the better. So they're actually trying to cut away from it, just like all of Trump's previous speeches. They're trying to slyly cut away and say, ah, deep state, ah, the deep state doesn't, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, they're doing everything that they're talking about. So you'll see it on all the, ironically, on all the Democrat or the liberal, the, I don't know, sane. I want to say also one other thing. The term liberal needs to be replaced by rational. I think it was a rationalist. Yeah. Instead of being painted as a liberal, there are conservatives that are called liberals now, because if you just disagree with Trump, you're part of the liberal.
That's literally it. It's the easiest way to get a label, and that's their out. Because honestly, saying that somebody thinks simply does not mean that they're not intelligent. Does that make sense? Like, to think simply means that you can only handle so much stimulation of your brain to even kind of grow in a little bit of a direction. Like, that's simple. Like, you challenged me a little bit too far. I'm going to go ahead and go back to my default setting. And I need quick little labels so that I can label my emotions so that I don't have to deal with them. Well, right? And it's like, That's very simple. But I'm just watching intelligent people crumble and completely submit themselves to this. I am appalled. Like, to see the scale, like, at any one point, like, it's so funny how we've talked about it here before, like, how you put a frog in a pot and you slowly turn up the boiling, right? They don't realize that they're boiling.
So stupid frogs.
Heckin' frogs. One of these days they're going to figure it out and they're going to revolt. And I'm going to be okay with it, Ribbit.
One of them is going to be a frog that can sense slight changes in degrees. It's like, hey, what the fuck? I just broke your metaphor.
Ha ha! You thought. But what is shocking to me is any one of these scandals. Like, you remember, like, even the Daily Show, they'll bring back a, you know, you remember when this was the scandal for Obama, he wore a tan suit jacket or something. I mean, it was something so funny. But that was what was talked about. That's how little they had on that man.
It was Michelle's sleeveless dress. It was Obama's tan suit.
Right.
It was.
Right. I mean, the scandals. A scandal.
It was so scandalous. Meanwhile, Trump, like, cheats on wives and, oh my gosh, so much.
No, but it's all of the stuff that is now the rhetoric that has been shifted to, all of that is explainable and excusable. These are things where, like, I don't know, even the explainable doesn't even cut it. Like, even in our house, I'm like, you can explain what you did wrong and I understand and I hear you, but that doesn't excuse the behavior. But this is, like, beyond that now.
A certain point, a pattern doth emerge. You know.
But the pattern emerged a long time ago. That's where I feel like, watch. It's funny because you know that there were people in the time of, like, the Nazis and Hitler, right? The brainwashing and all that stuff. You know that there were people then that were like, guys, you know what I mean? Except now they didn't have the means of communication and access to information like we do now. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it was easier or harder for that to happen. Because it's like, I was just commenting, actually, I just on Facebook saw the writer of his post just was talking about how Facebook doesn't give a shit about supporting artists. They just want to make money. And I commented, I was like, also national security, they don't really give a fuck about either. Like, they built, I was listening to a podcast yesterday that pointed out that Facebook was like the missing link between the conspiracy dark web and mom and pop, like, literally, like, because of, like, I don't even think we know yet. Like, Zuckerberg was like, oh, really? I doubt that. Like, it took us a couple years to convince Zuckerberg that he fucked up. And then finally he's like, oh, and now they're starting to, like, 4 years later or something, they're starting to label posts a little bit very weakly, and they're we don't want to.
Well, at least they do, like, a fact check. It's so funny how many people who will post, you know, who are still believers, they'll post something, and then literally as I scroll, it's like, fact check, actually, this is wrong. And I'm like, and they're like, see, it's happening all around us. And I'm like,
I don't understand why they don't keep like conservatives complaining about getting harassed in public and stuff. He's like, yeah, stop being a douche. Like,
yeah, we can actually see you now. Like before, you kept on a cloak of decency.
Yeah, and they keep on complaining. They're like, oh, being suppressed, my First Amendment rights. Oh, see what they don't want to hear the truth. It's like, no, just stop farting in elevators, dick bag. Like, nobody likes you because
stop
you're an a-hole.
Stop cutting people off in traffic. Like, literally. Yeah.
Stop making mean faces at babies when no one's looking. Just stop it.
I know. Well, it was funny. There was a guy, like, around here, obviously in Kansas, it's probably very similar to what you have over there. Like, I hear this super loud, like, truck, big red. It's, you know, hopped up. Like, it's much taller, older. And it was super loud. Like, you know, when you hear a Harley, you're like, okay, that was a bit too much, right? Loud. Yeah. As it flies by us in, like, a 40-mile-an-hour zone, like, I was like, whoa, what the heck, right? Comes on my right. American flag on one end in the back right, and then a Trump flag back left. Like, it's like, you didn't have to be so much. You know what I mean? Like, you
That's
can
all
be...
they have left. They don't, like, they look, like, it's that part of what you started with is just they're stepping on the gas, and they're literally, they are, in that case, quite literally.
Literally. I mean,
really, like, they did, I forget who it was, in addition to, like, having no platform but following their master, there was, there was an interview that one, I don't remember how, but some representative, someone who spoke, who was, you know, I don't know, representative, but was at, this is falling apart in front of my very eyes.
Oh,
but
yes.
The point is, said that, like, that's basically their agenda now is to piss off Democrats and own libs. Like, that's over the years, you can see why it's become that way, because they lose every intellectual argument that they engage in. So it always becomes, aha, well, look, now you're pissed off. That's really what I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
now
all you gotta do is give them, like, attention and argue with them, which is what Trump loves too.
We've got the Megatron of that, which is now he's built his whole army and the whole Republican Party into, look, you're pissed off. You don't even have to be a Democrat. Just you become one again, or a liberal. As soon as they piss you off, and you're disagreeing, like, you could be friggin' like Mitt Romney or someone or some conservative going over there
and
disagreed.
And he did.
Yeah, no, he's, I guess that's why he pops to mind, because he's been, you know, he gets called liberal or a cuck or whatever, because he's like, hey, you probably shouldn't stuff children into sweat boxes, but, you know, who am I? I'm Mitt Romney.
You shouldn't separate their families. I mean, that was like one of my favorite compilations recently. Sorry, I am left speechless many times right now. But one of the compilations are all these people. I posted it. I really don't like the interface. Like, if you post something from Instagram to Facebook, it needs a little bit more information, almost like an article. But anyway, there was like a list of like 8 to 10 Republicans who are now like gussied up to Trump. But they knew, like, these are all the horrible things that they said about Trump before now. Like, they were he can't be trusted. Like, all these people. And now
some
they're
of his
like,
most devout sycophants, like Lindsey Graham and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Lindsey Graham was definitely one of them. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But to watch the compilation, with the same amount of surety, where they're like, oh my gosh, he's so horrible. He's a sociopath, all these things. And now they're like, pictures with him defending him. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
If that doesn't show you the darkest side of people and politics, I don't know what else does.
Oh, I mean,
like,
there was, it's worth looking up here, because Marco Rubio likes to post little Bible quotes on his Twitter. And he posted one that was especially, let me see if I can summon it quickly here. One that was especially ironic, because I responded to it. I found it. Marco Rubio,
right.
Little Marco, L-I-L apostrophe, Little Marco, and then now.
Oh, is that his rap name, Little Marco?
Yeah, I do believe so. That's his rapper artist name, his rapster name. He now one of Trump's staunchest defenders in the public eye posted this on the 2 days ago on the Twitters. It's a Bible quote. There were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will introduce destructive heresies. In their greed, they will exploit you with fabrications. Huh. 2 Peter 2:1-3. I don't know how you read
You're
that.
Like, I don't know how to read that crap.
That's a bunch of garbage, garbled.
2 Peter 2:1. Yeah.
Some kind of. Yeah, you got it. I think it adds up. I think it's a math problem. It's probably like 6 or something. I'm just looking at it. Ratio. Anyway, but yeah, so saying exactly like, and I responded, I was like, are you like trolling us right now? Like, what right. the hell, man? You're describing right. your party, brah.
Brah, that's literal.
That's your whole party, brah.
But it worked, and it's working.
I guess. I don't know. Actually, he got ratioed. He got ratioed. He's got 13,600 responses and only 7,300 likes. So that one got ratioed almost doubly. So that's good. And that doesn't always happen.
It's just astonishing to me. Even people that I know, like there, I have at least one person that will remain nameless who tries to send me
Santa.
I wasn't going to say his name here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought that maybe using a pseudonym. It didn't work.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, you said you weren't going to, but that's like one of those cop movies. Like, I didn't say my partner wouldn't shoot you. Those things. Like in a Water World.
You got to watch out for us. Pew, pew.
In Water World when, what is it, Dennis Hopper?
I haven't watched that in forever. Oh my gosh.
You know, it's I think it holds up. Culture. Actually, it's quite poignant. And people are saying between Waterworld, I think it was the late show between Waterworld and The Postman, we owe Kevin Costner an apology. But yeah, no, Dennis Hopper in Waterworld, when he's like, "You said you wouldn't kill me," and he's like, "Did I? Well, I might have." And then he talks like, "Kill him." And he's like, "Ah!" It's like someone else kills him. So I'm sorry, I interrupted again. What, you were saying something about?
You did. No. I forgot. You went too long.
We're probably done.
I wasn't, but I am now.
Well, who fixed it?
Well, I'm sure when we go back and listen to it, I'll be like, that's it. That's the one.
All right. Well, then we'll just add a little like edit. Okay. So we'll pick up where we left off here. I got a little editor's note here written down.
I'm sure it wasn't important.
It couldn't have been. Not if it was here.
That's true.
We don't dabble in the important. Speaking of which, I've been making candy lately. I make candy now.
Why?
I make it so I can put drugs in it.
Literally, why? What prompted this?
I just said, so I can put drugs in it. I answered your question.
Oh, I didn't hear that part because I was too busy laughing at the way I said what I said.
Oh, well, here, go ahead. Don't let me interrupt. Go, you can finish.
I'm so funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone's calling me. Oh, no. Yeah. Kansas. Dang it.
Crazy.
They'll leave a voicemail.
Long distance. Yeah, I make candy. Caramel. Come on.
Do you have a candy thermometer?
Yeah, I do. Digital.
Those are great. That you can actually make candy with that. Wow.
Yeah, I can see like the temperature and stuff. Although my other thermometer is pretty accurate too. It's just kind of hard to read, but you could just as easily.
Is it in Celsius?
No, it's in Bothius, but it is all, the paper is all crinkly because I spilled grease on it so many times that it is hard to read. And the little mercury inside gets all steamed up because it's sitting in a hot pot, and then the little glass gets steamed up and then it makes it even harder. It's
so
like
when you open the oven and your glasses get all foggy.
Well, I got a different thermometer for the oven that's actually a dial, and that one's easy to read because it just dangles there and I can look at it. But the other thermometer is one that clips onto the hot thermometer talk, literally. It clips onto the edge of the pan there, and it submerges the sphere at the end of it into the thing. And then,
you sound really scientific.
Yeah,
right now.
And then you look at the mercury all squinty like, and try to, and for like half, like I think 9/10 of the time people are looking at those old thermometers, they're just squinting at it, trying to like, where the fuck it, fucking, and then like the last second, They're just, oh, there it is. Okay, that's all I got. Didn't need it. I just need to look at it for 1.5 seconds. Here, I'm sitting at it. Look, I'm looking at it for 12 seconds instead. That's what I'm doing.
Well, as long as you can read numbers.
Yeah. Or draw a little like frowny and smiley faces on the important ones. It's like, could you translate this to emoji for me?
That'd be easier for you, you dumb.
Yeah, there's just a hot angry face at like 212 or whatever boiling is. Is it 232? I don't know.
No one's sure, really.
I don't know that one. I know
we're not listening candy. To science nowadays, so who knows?
Yeah, actually it's a matter of opinion.
It is.
Where water boils
it's hot,
at.
But is
anymore.
It really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is to you, but to me, it's not that hot. I don't think
alternative
it's boiling.
Alternative temperatures. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, I'll just go ahead.
So, what made you decide to go into this? Was it like an inspiration?
The drugs?
Like a dream? I know, Jason.
Okay. The drugs told me to do it. No, that's not saying it's the drugs. The drugs actually, like, I had a vision.
It was a whisper,
sleeping.
It was a vision, yeah.
A large green giant.
the vegetable green giant. Like
the jolliest
different.
Green giant, the Jolly Rancher green giant came
he's
in.
He's probably very happy, and for good reason.
The green Jolly Rancher green giant, I understand I said green twice, but I want to emphasize the green part. The first green means green. The second green means weed.
It means weed.
Yeah. So no, okay. He lifted me up like Jane in King Kong's gentle like a gentle giant, and he showed me and he described to me the future.
What a story.
And then he tried to cop a feel, and I was like, hey bro, not cool.
No, he didn't. You're making that up so that you feel hot. Don't do that.
Hey, you know what? Take it where you can get it. Like he's gonna talk. That dude is elusive.
That's true. He only visits you in your illusions.
Yeah, delusions.
That one.
Mainly money. Also, if I've been, you know, because I don't like, I can't actually consume them. They don't do anything for me. I'm sitting there like eating.
Why?
Caramel. I don't know. Ask God. You ask your God why. Why?
So what if there's some sort of an exchange in heat and they're actually not drug candies, they're just candies that have drugs that aren't potent anymore in them?
I don't know. The people who can have experienced the effects have told me otherwise. So that's
So other people.
Yeah, so the people who
you're selling the candies?
What the hell? What else is left? Between me saying that
I'm
doing
it. I don't know, but it's not legal in your state yet.
Between me saying that I'm doing it for money. Okay, smoking, it's not legal either. Where are we drawing the line now?
Where
are we clutching pearls here?
Living on the edge. No, I just want to think that you're not going to end up in jail, but you keep trying.
Edibles are even more covert. Like, all you do is you smell, it's a little bit skunky while you're cooking it, but then once you're done, it's just like, it's candy. Can't smell anything. You can taste it.
So your special candies are working for people who aren't as hardcore green giant as you.
Yeah, for people who haven't been shown the way by the green giant. The giant way. The green Jolly Rancher green giant way.
Is this because you don't want to deliver food anymore?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's why I'm doing
that. Why isn't that legal in Indiana anyway? Like, Indiana was close.
I don't know. They had the Church of Cannabis for a while. I don't know if you count that as doing anything. Sort of a publicity stunt, and since then it's kind of fizzled out. But you know, I like Illinois, and I think
Illinois,
Ohio. Yeah. Hey, come on. Like, why don't you be proud of that S? Why so silent? Why do you keep shoving the S to the back of the word and just making it be quiet? That's rude. What is the S a minority? Is that why? Jealous.
Ooh, we don't want to get into that one. You see, there was another shooting. Ooh.
Are you Jella?
Oh my gosh! You see, it just happened in Wisconsin, and people are like, "I'm not kidding." They're literally there's somebody arguing, saying, "Did you see the videotapes? Are you a forensic scientist?" Like, I'm not saying it was okay, but what I'm saying is, like, how do you really know? There's a video of him being shot in the back as they're holding onto his shirt in front of his family in the car.
Yeah. I would ask people if they've ever fired a gun, and if you haven't, probably shut up. I don't know. Maybe not. But that, like, if you fired a gun, it's terrifying. I mean, if you haven't done it a lot, well, and then if you fired it a lot, if you fired it a lot, then you're trained. But if you've only fired it a few times, it's terrifying. And the thought of aiming that at somebody and shooting it once is just unfathomable. But that dude unloaded on a guy who...
Seven.
Did you hear? I didn't, like, they stopped the video every time. But
before that.
But hearing the audio is upsetting.
Oh,
because
no, I can't.
Just hearing,
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Hearing seven shots go off, it took, like, seven or, like, maybe close to 7 seconds. Just because it's not like, da-da-da-da. It was like, dun, dun, dun. It's like, why are you still shooting?
No,
what the
that's
hell?
Yes, and here's the thing. People are like, did he have a weapon? Did he not have a weapon? Either way, his back was behind. He was turned away in a non-threatening stance. Here's the thing in all of these situations. If for some reason you want to fire your weapon because out of whatever, like if they don't have a weapon, right? Because you are trained to know whether or not they have a weapon, correct? Yeah, why can't they just shoot him once in the leg to stop them?
Well...
Like, I'm not saying they should shoot them. I'm saying, why can't you shoot someone in the leg?
No,
why do you have to kill them?
I don't know, unfortunately.
At all.
This could be outdated, but when I went to a state police career camp.
Yeah, I went there too. State police career camp in Indiana.
Then you weren't paying attention because they said you aim to kill during the fire exercises because you're supposed to have identified a deadly threat beforehand, like when they trained, when they were training us young children, the same thing. You're in the simulator, and they train you to wait until there's a deadly threat. But you shoot for the trunk because it will be most likely to stop them, and death stops people quickly.
No,
just the odds.
I don't.
I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying police are trained to shoot that way. Like they're trained
to
aim for the trunk.
I get it if they have a weapon. Like, yes, if your life is in danger and they are pointing a weapon at you.
Yeah, that's part of the training, too, that they're missing is that you wait. Like, people are allowed to reach into their cars. Unfortunately for scared cops, and I guess people reaching into cars, especially black people, are allowed to reach into their cars. That's a right provided to them.
Black people can't because the cops get really super scary.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, theoretically they are, but... But in reality, this is what happens. If that was a white guy, they'd been like, hey, Frank, settle down. Now stop reaching around into places and be civil.
Hey, be civil. Well, this is very stressful.
Can I get you a soda or something? We got a cooler in the back. We confiscated a bunch of sodas. Do you want one? Frank, now don't go digging around. Stop digging around in your stuff. You're making me nervous, Frank. I'm going to have to... hand you a soda here if you don't.
Well, hey, I'm gonna need you to calm down. Can you drink this and calm? Well, it's just like because we haven't sip casted since.
Are those ammunition cartridges I hear rattling around?
Come on. No, we haven't talked since this. The white guy that shot at officers and employees, and he was not killed.
I shouldn't be laughing.
He was
like that.
He was apprehended, and they said. He was having a really hard time with the pandemic.
Oh, bummer. That's what's funny to me. It's like, okay, so once you accidentally shoot a cop to death, then you're a cop killer. Then the cops have a different opinion of you. But it's curious that shooting at a cop is so adorable, but shooting into a cop is less adorable. So that's a really weird line for me. That was a weird one to take in.
It like the fact that he was shooting like a gun, like we're talking about. Like if you haven't shot a gun, the respect of a weapon in your hand should...
Yeah.
Definitely register with every human, right?
Yeah, everyone
even
should shoot a gun at least once
it,
just to be like, holy crap, that's crazy.
Yes, even if you're comfortable with a weapon and you go to the shooting range, you still never underestimate the power that you hold in your hand.
Hell no.
And then to do that, like to go in and shoot at customers in a, like whatever, I forget what if it was like a store or whatever, and then to turn it on cops and they were like, Hey,
be nice.
Hey, buddy. And then later be like, well, he didn't have his snack, so he's probably pretty upset. And
boys
he's probably just
boys.
A little bit hypoglycemic, and he didn't know what he was doing.
We gave him a Capri Sun, and he's tuckered right out. He took a nap, and he seemed a lot
and
less grumpy.
And it was okay, because he was white.
Yeah, no. White is all right.
Yeah. I just can't. Like that.
This Trump's America. What else did you expect?
I know. And we don't have to. Why do we have to explain that to anyone? Anyone. You should never have to explain that. And they're sitting here like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Black lives this. Well, black lives. Like, oh my gosh. Everything that you're reading, seeing, saying, it's all sensationalized. And that's what one of the things you were saying earlier is like when, it's like their tactic is a tactic in like narcissism, in this sociopath like path, where they say what they're doing at you. But then when you have like a cult-like following, it's easier to address it in someone else than to acknowledge it in yourself. Obviously, that's typical psychology. Yeah. But it's wild to me. Like Trump the other day tweeted that the DNC disallowed the word God in the Pledge of Allegiance and prayers. He, for no reason, you saw that one. He tweeted it out. It wasn't true. They didn't say that. But all he has to do is make up erroneous statements, tweet them out as quickly as he can, and his believers are losing their minds that their rights are being trampled or threatened. Look what's going to happen. That didn't happen. You literally made that up. It did not happen. They prayed before everything. They said God in the Pledge of Allegiance, and you made it up, and your believers ate it up. And I think that was one of the things where it started to crack for me, where like, I'm sorry, I don't have hope right now. I've always had it. I've had it my whole life. Right now, I'm at a loss. I just need to go. I need to sit in my feelings right now because I am so beyond livid. Oh. I am saddened. I am disappointed. I can't. Like, to live without hope right now because you're surrounded by the insanity. I can't. I can't believe it worked. Whatever they did, I can't believe it worked. And I can't believe how easily. And I can't believe how many people it's getting. I just can't.
I don't know. I was just thinking right now that, you know, it's you could be heartened by the knowledge that it's just sort of a function of what got us here is this tribalistic racism and things like that, just being untrusting of the other. It was useful until now. So we have a certain segment of that population that's pretty much always going to be inherent. Aggressors by and large. But then the issue is, it's frightening, is our system that allowed such unqualified, the opposite of qualified leader to activate these terrible people. And then also that same system who allowed representatives to enable him. Like, those are the scariest parts. Because I think
that's what makes it scarier,
rationalize the tribalism, but but that stuff, I can't. There's nowhere to fit that.
No, exactly. And then it makes you feel even more helpless because those are the people in they were elected. They're in power. You know what I mean? Like,
They're like the psychopath person. Like, you can, like, I don't know. You can justify crimes of passion in many cases. Like, if a spurned lover commits a murder or something, it's like, that's messed up. But I kind of get it. Like, you're just, you know, you're human and you were feeling insane and jealous and you're just a moment of weakness and it just, life is fragile and you made a mistake and you're remorseful and the remorse is also a big part of it. But then you've got psychopaths I would equate Trump's base as more like that. Just they're kind of acting on human instinct. And unfortunately, some of that is what was useful once. But then the psychopaths are Trump and then his enablers. And those are the people who are just disturbing. That's a crime that
it's continual. It's every day. Their choices every day.
It cannot be justified. There's no rationalizing it. Like, we're trying to. You try to, but it's like a cancer. You really just have to cut it out. And we're not in a political environment where that, because the cancer itself has poisoned the medicine. Like, if you try to do what needs to be done, the cancer will explode and metastasize all over. And before I forget, I did want to say that I think we're seeing a grand scale societal level Stockholm syndrome phenomenon here as well. Like, I think at a certain point it breached into Trump's base is just so abused, not only by Trump and by their leaders, but
now by the world.
They've taken such a level of emotional and intellectual abuse that now they have their respect for themselves is so little that they're glad to believe in what they know, they must know, it's just not, can't be true stuff. Like, it's just, so they're, I don't know how the sociology of that works, but they've been broken at a certain point, like a stallion, they were broken and now their captor, Trump, the Trump party is just in control of, they're just like that loyal, subservient victim who just can't summon the self-esteem to escape.
I think that's the part that's the most disappointing and that literally hurts my heart, is there are people that I love and there's people that are so intelligent and I just want to sit down and talk to them. I just want to be face to face and be like, just, I want to help walk them through the emotion and that they're okay if they sit and say, wait, I don't quite understand. And that's okay. Maybe you don't understand at this moment. You know what I mean? And that's okay. But to walk away from such insanity, like, it's not, I was trying to think about this like earlier, trying to put it into words. Like, you know, when you drive by yourself and you're just kind of thinking and you don't want to turn on the music.
I never drive by myself. Wait, except all the time.
It's like when you sit there and you think about, like, what path do they get to where they are in their mind? And what has to be, like you said, what has to be, well, it starts with the letter I. Not,
oh God, I inglorious.
No.
Ingrained.
Not the word. No.
Ennobled. Genius. Engine.
It's just whatever has to be excused in their mind. I get that. I feel like, especially the older generations right now, they weren't given the permission to sort through their feelings and sit in their feelings and get to their emotions, which is why now they shame.
Hold on. Yeah.
Which is why now they feel they almost shame people who are given the permission to understand their emotions, because it's a backhanded way of saying, well, I didn't get that, so you shouldn't get that, kind of a thing. It's like, oh my gosh, that's why they start saying, oh, you're snowflakes, oh, you're this. No, I'm actually given access to information so that I can work through my emotions, and you can have that too. And it's not weak and it's not shameful to say, hey, how did I get here? How can I work my way backwards and find the root of why I'm unable to understand this? And that's what I feel. Oh, that's what it was. In my mind, the fact that the hardest, most humbling thing is to set my ego aside, to set my pride aside and say, there were so many matters of subject right now that I didn't know. I didn't know that my history was whitewashed. I'm so appreciative to have my eyes opened, but I have to sit here and say that I didn't know, right? And that's okay. And here I am opening my mind to learning. I have to sit here and acknowledge that there were parts of me that just listened to my parents or to society. And yes, was I technically part of the oppression? Yes, but I didn't know better. But now that I do know better, I will not remain complicit. I will not. And there are people's voices who need our help. And it was just like the guy, I forget, he's a ex-NFL player who's like, Uncomfortable Conversations with the Black Man. Amazing series. Amazing. He helps walk you through it. But it's like, to be an ally and to help what the oppression that's happening right now, because it's been happening. We're just now having our eyes open to it. But to deny it is, oh my gosh, that's insane. That's literally saying, no, I'm going to go back where I'm comfortable. I'm not going forward and I'm not helping anybody because, oh my gosh, I've been oppressed. Okay, white people and privilege. I acknowledge that I am white and that I've had privilege. That's the difference. I'm okay to say I did and here's what I'm willing to do about it. But furthermore, to sit here and say, the Black people can't fix their problem because we're the white people who did it. Only the white people can fix the, you know what I mean? When we're the only ones. We're the ones that did it, so we're the only ones who can fix it. And I'm like, that makes so much sense.
Well, but yeah, basically to stop being such dickholes.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. Once you know better, do better. Feel bad that I didn't know. But how could I know what I don't know? It's the same permissions that I give. Like, while you know, Mom and I, we've had our issues over the years a long time ago. I even had friends who were like, why are you still patient? Why do you still? It's because I know that she didn't know any better. I have such compassion for people who, if they don't know, then why would I hold them accountable or be angry at them? Like, they didn't know. But once you do know, now it's a different story. And so mom, at every step of the way, with the things that I was working with her on and the patience that I had, because that's what a mother and a daughter have. Like, I love her unconditionally. She loves me unconditionally. I know that she didn't know. So I stuck around, and now our relationship is incredible. She's amazing. She's still trying. Is she perfect? No. Is she getting there? Yes. But I had the patience because I know that at any one point, if there was something that I didn't know any better about and someone was patient with me, that that's the kind of compassion that I want in return. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so you didn't know, but now that you do, what's the plan? And that's where it stops short for so many, is there isn't a plan. They don't have an emotional support system. They don't have somebody to help work them through the feelings of, well, I felt wrong and I don't like the feeling of being wrong, so I'm going to go revert back to where I felt comfortable, where I feel right. No. No.
Well,
Trini, say no.
I don't mean to oversimplify things, but I'm just going to put all those words under my very succinct don't be a dickhole umbrella.
Well, that is not, your gift.
And it's not, there's not such a thing as a dickhole umbrella. I'm saying the umbrella of don't be a dickhole. Well, that still sounds like there's a dickhole umbrella. Damn it. I don't know how to get away from the dickhole umbrella.
I don't think you can get away from it. Yeah.
There is no getting away from that.
I mean, it is, but I mean, anytime, like, that's just a symptom of the root of the problem. So what I'm essentially saying is there is a root. You got to get to it. So this is just a symptom. Just like they say, you know, drugs are not the gateway drug. Like what I read it the other day. What's his name? The hilarious English comedian. Oh,
Russell
Brand. Did you
say drugs are not the gateway drug?
Yeah. Drugs are not the gateway to other drugs. The trauma was the first thing. Like going back and addressing trauma.
I think beer's a gateway drug. Beer's a gateway drug.
It's always been beer.
I mean, it has. It always has been beer. They didn't want to say it because it's legal, and like all the lobbyists and everyone, they make a bunch of money off people getting drunk for years and years. But definitely, for 100%, alcohol is the gateway drug. That's like the drug that introduces you, because it's like, hey, you know, it's cool. You're cool. You're having a party. It's fun. You feel great. You want to feel even better? I'm feeling better. This is called heroin.
Yeah, but you're going to those things because you need to, like, when it gets out of control, like, you're going to something to numb something.
Some people, but that's not always the case. I mean, it's the point is that alcohol in and of itself is a gateway drug. The reasons that people access drugs vary. A lot of times it's for what you're saying, but sometimes, I just want to party. Sorry, I just want to have a good time.
So you're making problem. Candy.
Oh, I quit when everyone wants them.
Look at you being a little chocolatier, a little carameleteer.
Yeah, I'd probably be more carameleteer. I don't really deal on chocolates too much.
And it's chocolates. Kinda, you know, well, that's hard. Tempered chocolate is no easy feat.
But the flavor is, it's chocolate. How are you going to screw that up? You dickhole, you dickhole umbrella.
You can, because the French made it so sexy. I mean, do you watch? I do follow a couple candy makers on Instagram, because I just, the process of watching them make candy is just beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty. It's like art that you get to nom on.
Art that gives you cancer and diabetes.
Hey, only if you
and
eat too
gum
much.
Disease.
It's so lovely.
Delicious. Yeah, I also made Rice Krispie treats, but those are just so dang easy. I barely consider making them.
Have you done the ones with Fruity Pebbles?
No, I haven't.
You do the same, but you do Fruity Pebbles. They're very good. I like to do the marshmallows and get it all like incorporated, like melty, and then half melt a few, so there's like the chunks throughout. It's very good.
Oh yeah,
very good.
I was thinking about trying to throw some mini chocolate chips in there somewhere at the end and be like, yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it took less than 10 minutes to make. It was embarrassing. It's crazy.
It is embarrassing. When you do it, you're like, I should do this every day.
Why don't I always just have right? Oh, yeah, because I get morbidly obese. Okay,
yeah,
good
exactly.
idea. Why do I know this now? I have to go remove this knowledge from my brain.
That's what it feels like sometimes. Like, I don't want to crave delicious things. Can I just remove the memory of how great something was from my brain?
Yeah. No, I mean, luckily, my vices are alcohol and weed, so I don't have to worry about. I don't have lucky me. I don't have a gluttony problem, so that stuff just sits
Is
around.
Is your liver like, okay, Jace?
Yeah, it's probably fine. You know.
Wait, I thought, like, you go through in and out of like where you drink, but then like you don't, but like then you do, but then like you don't.
Yeah.
So you are again?
No.
No, Jason.
You know what? That's my business. That's none of
anybody.
You don't
have to tell me. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You've never withheld information. You're usually so like, yeah, so, yeah.
I gave you an answer and it wasn't good enough for you.
You said no, but you said it really coyly, like, no.
You know what? That just got lost in translation. You heard what you wanted to hear.
Hey.
So he said, she
that's
heard.
Trump's my guy.
Situation. Yeah, like I don't. I want I, like just people who aren't listening to this who support Trump know that when you like a Trump flag lets us know like not think, not suspect, not have an inkling, know that your brain doesn't work right somehow. Like whether it's intelligence or just basic reasoning, there's something fundamentally broken about the way you interact
emotional
with information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the year 2020. Things just aren't put together in a way that makes us respect you. So when you put these emblems on your vehicles and in your yards and things, you lose the respect of your community. I guarantee you it's only hurting. Like there are a lot of Trump supporters, but I think there are a lot more people who have for a while and now are just seeing him for what he is.
Well, it's just a subscription to wanting to feel like you're part of a club. Like if they see another sticker, they're like, yeah, I belong. It's like, you can belong, but it doesn't have to be to hatred.
Well, that's like just putting a dunce cap out on your lawn being, yeah, I belong to the idiots who have fucking literal dunce caps.
Yeah, but they don't see it that way, duh.
But I'm telling them the rest of the world does.
I know. I know the rest of the world, like, plus people in their own neighborhoods in their own country.
That's what I'm saying. But everyone who drives by. I saw a nice welcome mat that said, like, I was delivering. I was going to say something, but I was already walking away. But it was like, in this house, we respect Black Lives Matter and then LGBT. And it just had a list of all these colorful words that were like, yeah. And I was like, cool. Yeah, I bet there are a lot more of those people who just don't say anything, and they're all driving by your Trump sign, and you look on TV on Fox and on your echo chamber on Facebook, and you think, yeah, and they think they're part of that club. They're like, yeah, yeah, we're part of a club. It's like, no, 80% of everybody else who are the real silent majority who are against Trump, because there is a silent majority, people just going about their lives, not responding to Trump's bullshit.
Yeah, we're not inflammatory. Exactly.
They're the ones driving by your stupid sign knowing you're an idiot because you've got your stupid sign on your vehicle or your lawn or your
face. Yeah, it's basically like the scarlet letter. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Like it is almost like the reverse of the stars they made Jews wear in Germany during that period. Now we've got people self-identifying as total morons who are like the Nazi party.
Well, I think that's the part that drives me crazy is like, the people that we know and love that are close to us that aren't morons, but they don't realize who they're associating with. Do you know what I mean? Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't realize post or subscribe to this over here, that you are now aligning yourself with the people you swore you were better than, or that you were smarter than, or that, you know, insert XYZ, whatever.
I don't get it. Those echo chambers are sturdy because nothing gets in there.
They sure are.
I mean, that's crazy. We're like 4 years into Trump world, and there's still people who believe something. Like, there's nothing to believe in. There's the opposite. There's just terrible spider webs and cancer.
Well, and that's what I was telling Anthony the other day. We were talking about it. We were going to work on the old house. And I was like, it's crazy to me what's explainable, like, in their own mind, because they have to. Like, where do you go from there? You know what I mean? Like, like we talked about, like the subscription to what's being said, because they need to believe that if they deep down they see it in themselves, and they see Trump as a representation, which translates into permission for them to remain the same. Like either they don't have a lot of money and they want to have money like Trump. Well, he doesn't really have money, but they think he does. And then they want to see that someone can get away with all of, especially it's so ironic that a lot of them are Christians, because Trump, all he has to do is say he's a Christian and get away with whatever he wants to. Obviously not holding anything true to Christianity or God's teachings or, you know, Jesus' teachings. But they want to see in themselves that they have permission to do it. Like, literally, if he can do it, I can do it, you know?
Yeah. Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly. It is. It gives them an odd sense of permission. That doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it okay. But that's what they need. Okay.
Well, yep, they definitely need a daddy figure, a hand to hold.
I know. I think that's just so ironic. Like, guy, if you look
grab
that
their small,
hard,
sweaty little hand.
Little, I know. If you look that hard for someone and you're like, need that, then yeah, I can see why it'd be really hard to come down from that because you have to say what you were doing.
Yeah, I know. If you look at Trump as like some kind of drug that works on certain people, like hypnotism mixed with a drug, I guess the high is pretty high. You could ask those QAnon people. They're probably crashing right now, or soon they will be. I can't wait for that.
That'll well, be fun. Did you see the other day?
Crying in their basements.
A reporter asked Trump about how he felt, and he's like, I just know they like me. I don't know a lot
no,
about
that's what
him.
I'm saying.
And then he said
that's...
several things, and then he's like, but I don't know a lot about him. And
no,
then,
that's what I'm talking just... about. That's why they're so stoked, is because he endorsed them the other day. Yeah, like, that's all it takes is just... He can mention that he doesn't know something that he really knows everything about and then be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's probably all right. Like, same thing with white supremacists and mm-hmm. insane conspiracy theorists and just
but why
the
do we have to
society.
Explain to his supporters that that is him being complicit? That is him supporting them. He didn't say he supported them. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? That is basic psychology. I don't even have an article for you because it's so simple.
Yeah. No, that's like, well... Yeah, we're over an hour here. We probably should wrap this turd up.
Oh yeah,
package it up real nice and put it in the USPS.
Yeah,
mail
it'll
system.
Get there in 3 months. Yeah, after
yeah, it'll
election's
be nice
over.
And stinky. That's exactly what we want. So mm-hmm. it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mail. Well, I smell great. If you're stinky, that's weird.
If you want your boxes of turds to get there on time, you want to mail those now, people, folks, person.
Person.
Do that, cat. I heard a cat receive this
computer.
Podcast, yeah, but this podcast, they even sent it out to some dogs, and they sent it out to a cat, and there was a weevil, a small bull weevil.
Those animals are getting savvy on the computers.
Yeah, I didn't know they made speakers that small.
Little headphones. Tiny. In sizes 5, 4, 3, 2, and also 6. And then one.